In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our sermon is our second lesson, Luke's words in the book of Acts. Dearly loved by God, believers by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit through the Word. When a child is smallish, parents might begin to worry. And so they take the child to their pediatrician. And the pediatrician looks at the smallish child, examines him or her, and says to the parents, "Don't worry, he will grow." Or, "It's all right, she will have a growth spurt." You know, sometimes we have that same fear for Christ Church. We have that parental concern for church growth. We don't know how large the Christian church was at the time that Jesus Christ died on the cross only to be raised again for our justification. Certainly, at that time, it did not number in the thousands. But soon, after his resurrection and ascension, it would. The prophet Joel spoke about that day when the Lord would pour out his Holy Spirit for the church's growth, but he wasn't the first. Remember, God told Abraham, "Your descendants are going to be as countless as the stars in the sky." There would be numerical growth over the years. Jesus told his disciples before he went to the cross that, "I'm going to send from my Father the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, who will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I said to you." So there would also be inner spiritual growth among the members of the church. This growth spurt happened, and that growth continues to happen even today as Jesus poured out his Spirit on the church. See, first of all, that it was time to know and to share God's Word. And secondly, it is time for Judgment Day. The day of Pentecost and our celebration of it remind us of those two truths. Remember in Catechism we learned that it didn't become Pentecost because Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit on his church. It was the day of Pentecost, the second great festival on the Jewish calendar. And believers in the promise of God gathered in Jerusalem to bring their thank offerings of grain to the Lord. That's what Pentecost was about. It was a great harvest festival. Some of you may know that Methodist hymn that my mother used to like to sing, "Bringing in the Sheaves." "Bringing in the Sheaves" is a reference to the believers in the Old Testament on Pentecost bringing the first fruits of the sheaves of barley and wheat and offering them in sacrifice to the Lord. On this Pentecost, God the Holy Spirit brought in human sheaves, brought in many, many people into Christ's church so that the Holy Christian Church would enjoy a growth spurt, so that the church would know that now it's time to know God's Word and to share God's Word with the world. Peter and the other disciples, not just the apostles, but Peter and the disciples who were gathered together in Jerusalem for Pentecost, received that one-time special gift of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled their hearts as believers in Christ, But now Christ promised, fulfilled that promise of giving them that counselor, that paraclete who would be with them. And in that one time, He gave them in a special way knowledge so that they could see the truths of Scripture from the Scripture, so that they would better understand and appreciate what Jesus had taught them during His ministry, so that they had better understanding of the meaning of the miracles that He had done, and that they would then be able to go out and do miracles in His name and to share that saving gospel with others. And so the Holy Spirit led them into greater knowledge and appreciation of the truths of God's Word, so that they would know those truths, and as they studied those truths and wrote those truths in the future, that they would be able to do that by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so all of them then began to preach, to share God's Word in languages that all of those believers in the promise of Christ, all those Jews who were in Jerusalem, even those who had rejected Christ and crucified Him, could hear the law and the gospel in their own language. The tongues of Pentecost is not some spiritual gift of gibberish language by which I can know that I'm special to God. It was a gift given to the church so that they could preach God's Word, so that they would know and understand the Word of God. Those people heard the disciples declaring the wonders of God, especially the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The church experienced a growth spurt on that day as Jesus poured out the Spirit on His church. They would know that now it was time for knowledge. Now it was the time to share God's Word. Now it was the time to expand the kingdom by God's grace. The church, as we sang in our hymn, would now grow and mature. It would change from an infant church who had to live under the tutelage of the law to prepare them for Christ, now to a mature church, a grown-up church that would live in the freedom of Christ and would preach that saving gospel to the world. In his Pentecost sermon, Peter preached this truth to the people from all the nations that had come to Jerusalem. Peter preached what I preach. Or maybe I should say, I preach what Peter preached. Repentance and the forgiveness of sins. That we are all guilty of crucifying Jesus Christ because of our disobedience of God's law. But for us, He bore our sins on the cross and was raised again, as God declares us not guilty. As Peter and the other disciples preached Christ, repentance and baptism that day for the forgiveness of sins, the Holy Spirit worked through the Word of God, and Luke says about 3,000 were added to their number that day. That's quite a growth spurt for the church in one place. 3,000 new believers. 3,000 now who knew that Jesus is their Savior from sin. 3,000 believers who now knew that it was time for them to go back to their countries, to go back to their cities, and to share Jesus Christ with their family and friends and their neighbors. Jesus continues today to pour out the Spirit on His church. He does not do this by a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I think the last thing you would want is me to not do any preparation and come up here on Sunday morning and hope that the Holy Spirit would pour out on me something to say. I study God's Word. You study God's Word and read God's Word. The Holy Spirit works now through that Word to give us knowledge, to give us understanding of the truths of Scripture. The Christian church continues to grow as the Lord, through the Spirit, adds believers to the church. Our church body, Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, continues to grow through those Christians. Our congregation, Bethlehem, grows as the Lord brings people to saving faith in Jesus through the gospel in word and sacrament. Yes, there are losses in the church. Yes, sometimes the church doesn't seem to grow outwardly as fast as we would like. But when you look in our synod statistical report, there's always little babies who have been baptized. There are always adults who have been baptized. There are always people who come to know and confess Jesus Christ as their Savior. The Church of Christ is always growing as we wait for the day of Jesus' returns. You and I know that today, then, because of Pentecost, it is the day for us to know God's Word. Today is the day for us to spread and to share that Word of God, because we have the Holy Spirit in that Word who works faith. The Spirit in Word and Sacrament not only reminds us of what Christ has done, but rather He also imparts to us what Christ has done. He imparts to us knowledge and faith, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and self-control. Those are the things that the Holy Spirit continues through the Word, whether it's preached or connected to visible elements, to strengthen our faith and to increase the kingdom of God. That growth is a sign of Judgment Day. Jesus poured out His Spirit on the church to show the church that it is time for Judgment Day. We do not know a lot about the prophet Joel, other than his preaching was a precursor to Peter's and the preaching that we share. Joel was a preacher of repentance and faith in the promise of God. And he says that, Luke says, and Joel had said that this prophecy of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit would come in the last days. The last days aren't going to start in the future. We are living in the last days. The clock on the last days started counting down when Jesus ascended into heaven. Because the angel said, you will see Him return just as you have seen Him go. So from the instant that Jesus ascended until the next instant of time this morning, the return of Jesus Christ is imminent. It is near. Our Lord Jesus Christ can come at any second. What does that tell us? What does that teach us? That it's time for Judgment Day. When Jesus kept His promise of pouring out the Holy Spirit on the church, that was the promise that He had made right before He ascended into heaven. And when that promise was kept, that the church now would take that word out into the world, and when the last person who is to believe, believes, then the end of the world will come. You and I are living literally 1 second from Jesus' return. But Jesus did not leave us without a sign of that. And the sign is that God poured out His Holy Spirit on the church, on men and women, that they would prophesy, that means speak God's word, that they would see visions and they would dream dreams. Those are all signs that it's time for the Lord to return. You and I are those men and women who do that, who speak God's word in the world as Christians. We are the ones who see visions. Visions of our Lord Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. Visions of His empty tomb. Visions of His ascending into heaven. We dream dreams. Dreams of that day when we will leave this sinful world and be with our Lord and Savior in the perfection of heaven. We dream dreams of when we take out God's Word into the world, that parents will bring their children to be baptized. And maybe they will come to be baptized. And the Lord will lead to faith many, maybe in their last moments, on their deathbeds. We see those visions and dream those dreams of the Holy Christian Church growing, of the kingdom of God coming, because Jesus continues to pour out His Spirit on the church through the Word. That's a sign that it's time for Judgment Day. But Peter ties those signs with the signs that will come immediately when the world ends. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Peter reminds us that as we go out sharing that word, and that we carry out and see those signs of church growth through the word, that there are going to be signs right before the world ends, judged not by water, but by fire. It will be literally lights out on the world and the universe when God shuts off the sun with its heat and with its light. It will be a day of terror, a day of despair. It will be a frightening day for those who do not believe in Jesus Christ. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That is to believe on the Lord. When we're standing before the Father, we call on the name of the Lord and His perfection and His sacrifice as the reason and the cause of us entering eternal life. Each and every night, you and I call on the name of the Lord for Him to forgive us for those harsh words and lustful thoughts and lazy attitude about our salvation. And He forgives us. On the last day, you and I will not cry out to the hills fall on us or to the mountains cover us. We will not cower before the seat of the holy judge. But calling on the name of the Lord, when we see all those signs, we'll know that our visions are fulfilled and our dreams have come true. Rather than dread that day, we look forward to it. It was time for Judgment Day, that first Pentecost, and it's time for Judgment Day now. Shortly, 10 days after Jesus ascended into heaven, 3,000 people went home different than they were when they came to Jerusalem. Those 3,000 traveled home with new hearts, with a new understanding, and a new appreciation for Jesus Christ. Travel home again on this Pentecost your brothers and sisters in Christ with those same Pentecost blessings. Amen.